if you see its face, you will realize that it's not something else and somebody else. It's just another part in you. Because by this view, we mean at the same time the spirit in you, which will be awakened. And that awakeness is when one part of you will accept to serve the other part of you. You remember what was the problem of the handmaiden? She wanted to be in control and dictate everything. But you know that this is the part of this machine which is supposed to serve me. This me who is supposed to be served. Which part of me is that? The breath of the Prophet Muhammad. The other one, which is supposed to understand and be ready to serve me. What is that one? That's the good part of me. That's the Umar. That's the Caliph. Because that's the representative of me. Because Caliph at the same time means the assistant. So this driver in me who is driving the machine should realize that he's here to serve me as an assistant. Because there is this me, the Spirit of God, the one who has the message, the one which is the messenger, the holy part of me. Yes.
Does that now come back to the fasting?
Come back to?
The fasting. With the two aspects, not in competition.
Exactly. One is serving the other one. Well, because, first of all, they should realize they're the same. They belong to the same ocean, and they are familiar. They are two parts of the same thing, but with different roles. One is the Prophet one. Of course, the other one is the Caliph. This one serves the other one. And Umar is serving what? Umar is trying to promote the idea of Muhammad. Right? The idea is there. I am the rich one, the powerful one, the clever one. I should serve the other one. About this serving, then the third paragraph starts. Because there is a ritual. And next time we'll talk about the third one. Think about the first word used over there. The first word is, does it work out to help us to self-control? This self-control is the word that next time we'll talk about a lot. Because in Persian language is adab. And adab to Iranians means being polite or acting politely. But at the same time, adab, plural is adab, and adab is rituals. Adab is not there, but adab is there. And adab is being described over there. Before going to there, look at how he formed actually these two paragraphs. Take a look at it and try to find some similarities. The first one started with a story, and the last verse was something very bizarre about the remedies working upside down and things like that. The problem is between different verses, these could shift a little bit. But here, the story started and ended up to an enigma. The second one started a very analytic understandable stuff, and slowly it moved towards the untouchable meanings, and it ended up in something which you have to know Islam and Umar and Muhammad and all that to understand it. The third one starts with something that let's pray to God to have this. Normally, if you want to tell someone to be polite, you will not say go and pray that God will give you the politeness. Here he starts with that, and he will play with the word, and adab rhymes with rab. Rab is another name for God, which is Arab. Total Arab. And in our stories, it has some special ringing to it, because that's in the answer of Satan. When he is questioned, he will use Rabbi. And Adam would use
Rabbanah.
Rabbanah.
Our God.
That's Rabbanah. Yeah. It's not God. We learn
Lord.
It's different. Yes,
Lord.
Lord is much closer. So, if we talk about praying to God Almighty for state of rightness, because without that you cannot have the graciousness of God. And immediately we'll go to two little stories. When you're reading about it, to be ready next time, please notice that those little stories, both of them, one is Quranic, the other one I don't know, but they're trying to explain something about this adab. We'll talk about that next time, inshallah. Forgive my fatigue, I haven't recovered yet from my trip to California. So, if I did not succeed to confuse you enough, I'll try to make for it next time.
You've been wonderfully elucidating words for us this evening, so I have one more question about a word. On page 7, Nicholson says, "Whoever heals her, that is my life, and will bear away with him my treasure and pearls, large and small." His note then says, "my pearls and coral." Now, it's my understanding that the word for coral, certainly in Turkish, is mevcan. And I don't, same in Persian, I believe.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if you can say something about the background of the word mevcan. And is it can, and is it that love and life?
It's like this. Had ki darman kard mar can mara, word ganj wa dur mar can mara. You see, the ending could be exactly the same. But one could mean mar, John and Mara means that Mar will be some the or something like that, which is archaic over there, and John is life. The other one is Marjan. Marjan, as the second one should be Marjan, because it's combination of Dur and Marjan, because Dur by itself means the worthy droplet of what? How do you say door? Jewelry.
Pearl. It's a big one, right? It's door, like the major stone in a necklace, for
precious.
Example.
Yes.
The most precious one.
The most precious stone is door. Not the pearl, because...
No.
Yeah. Yes, the most precious stone is door, and Dur Marjan includes the shell and the pearl as that stone somehow. So the both meanings are there, and it's playing with the word in the rhyme system of this. But over there is something more than that, because he's talking about Dharman Karta, means to cure. He would say, whoever cured my life, he took away the treasure of Durra Marjan of mine. Means I will give whatever treasure I have to someone who cures my life. And by my life refers to the handmaiden. Because you believe that your life is your intelligence and is your state of mind. That's there. Any other questions? Now listen to the second paragraph as it could be read in Farsi. شب چو عجز آن طبیبان را بدید حاضر علمه جانب مسجد دارید رفت در مسجد سوی محراب شد سجدگاه از عشق شب پر آب شد چون به خیش آمد ز غرقاب فنا خوش زبان بگشود در مدح و سنا که ای کمینه بخششت ملک جهان من چه گویم چون تو میداری نهان ای همیشه حاجت ما را پناه بار دیگر ما غلط کردیم را لیک گفتی گرچه میدانم سرت زود هم پیدا کنش بر ظاهرت چون برآورد از میان جان خروش اندر آمد بحر بخشایش بجوش در میان گریه خوابش در رو دید در خوابان که پیری رو نمود گفت ای شب مژده حاجاتت رواست گر قریبی آیدت فرداز ماست چون که آید او حکیم حاضق است صادقش کن او امین و صادق است در علاجش سحر مطلق را ببین در مزاجش قدرت حق را ببین چون رسید آن وعدگاه و روز شد آفتاب از شرق اخترسوز شد بود اندر منظره شهر منتظر تا ببیند آن که بگویدن سر دید شخصی کاملی خرمایی آفتابی در میان سایه میرسید از دور مانند هلال نیست بود و هست در شکل خیال نیست وش باشد خیال اندر جهان تو جهانی بر خیالی بین روان در خیالی صلحشان و جنگشان و از خیالی فخرشان و ننگشان آن خیالاتی که دام اولیاست عکس محرویان و بستان خداست آن خیالی را که شه در خواب دید در رخ مهمان همی آمد پدید شه به جای حاجبان با پیش رفت پیش آن مهمان غیب خیش رفت هر دو بحری آشنا آمده هر دو جان بیدوختن بردوخته گفت محشوبان تو بودست اینان این کار از کار خیزد در جهان ای مرا تو مصطفی من چون اومد از برای خدمتت من نمجان